Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We are now recording.
Welcome to TSDQ.
Do you want to give us a little season two sing along? She looks scared now.
When I wake up before I put on my makeup, say a little prep for you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Confessions of a 30-something Drama Queen, your weekly therapy session with a girl that should not be dishing out advice, but is going to anyway. Today, I am super excited because I'm coming at you live from the Four Seasons in Hampshire because I'm on a girls' trip. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have you both here. Basically, I'm on a girls' trip with Victoria and Amelia. I can't look them in the eye whilst I'm saying this because I actually just want to laugh every time.
She's literally looking at the bed.
I'm literally looking down. You guys, we have new microphones, so fingers crossed the audio is okay, but I'm literally clutching my mic with both hands and I'm looking down at the bed because I can't look them in the eye whilst I do this podcast intro.
These are like super bougie, aren't they?
They're really fun, aren't they?
Great for the Four Seasons Hampshire.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good karaoke session later with these, but I am very nervous because these two are here. So if my mouth sounds dry AF, it's because I'm nervous. I really am. I said to them before we came up here, I was like, you guys, I am actually so nervous. I don't know how I'm going to do this podcast, but here we are. I thought it would be so fun to podcast live from our girls' trip because we love a girls' trip.
We love our girls' trips. And we've been planning this one for quite some time, actually, haven't we? In fact, didn't we plan this one in Paris on our gorgeous, iconic trip to Paris in, was it that even December? Was it December?
That's the secret, I think, is to plan the next thing when you're on the thing.
Yes. So we have already started discussing where the next one is going to be. Yes. I've requested that it's somewhere hot and warm and, you know, two
Miami.
Descriptive words for the same thing.
Didn't we mention Miami in there?
Yes, I would love Miami.
That would be nice.
Girls trip!
Girls trip. That is like the ultimate girls trip location.
Can I just say one thing? We have come on this podcast with absolutely no brief, no knowledge of what we're talking about.
I don't even think I've actually fully introduced you.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, shall I?
I'm just dying to know what you're going to ask us because I see this phone staring at us and I'm like, what we be talking about
it just today? It's very vague. It just says season two notes and then a princess emoji.
Love.
that is me. So if you don't know Victoria and Amelia, where do I even start by introducing them? Victoria, powerhouse, the most boss girl ever. I can't even describe the Duracell bunny, workaholic, wonderful, kind, unicorn-like human being. Like, you should see her move. I actually get really jealous. Did anyone watch this?
Today in the gym and Victoria was like moving like a unicorn.
Yeah.
She's
so graceful. If anyone was an 80s kid and watched The Last Unicorn, where there's that girl that flicks back and forward from being a unicorn. When I look at Vic, I think of that unicorn. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness, babe. I didn't realize it'd been like introduced. introduction. Thanks, sexy intros. Thank you so much. What a wonderful thing to say.
You're so welcome. And then we have Amelia. Where?
This is when I look at the bed.
We both get very awkward. My fellow air sign, my Gemini Libra partner in crime. I am obsessed with her. She is cute as a button. She is the warmest, kindest soul. Again, I'm looking at the bed because I'm scared I'll cry if I look at her in the eye. I want to be Amelia when I grow up. She is just the most wonderful human being and TikTok queen. Again, has energy like no other. Like, you meet her and you're like, what the hell? This woman is like, she has a golden aura. It's unreal. These are two of my best friends and also my bridesmaids for my wedding. Woo! Yeah, oh my God. Sorry if you're wearing headphones right now. I did turn their mic down a little bit more than mine, so hopefully things are okay. But I'm so excited to have them here on the podcast with me, reporting live from the girls' trip with our interviewer microphones. Mm. Like, you guys don't understand the proper, like, interview CNN microphones.
Oh, it really is, isn't it? Yeah. Broadcasting live. Love
reporting
it.
Live from Four Seasons,
from
Hampshire.
The bed.
Yeah, exactly. So, without further ado, let's get into the episode. Four Seasons in Hampshire. This is the funnest place. It actually took me a little while to get here. I was following a tractor. Do you ever have it? You're both glasses wearers, where you're wearing your sunglasses, your prescription sunnies, and the sun is going down and you are in traffic and you're like, soon I will be a road safety hazard. I was sweating. I'm not even joking. I was sweating in my car on the way here thinking that I was literally just going to be driving here blind. But I made it in the end. Victoria and I pulled up at the same time. I was like, look at that bougie gal in her cute little car.
I didn't see you guys like pull up in convoy.
Honestly, I wish I'd photographed it. It was quite magical. Honestly, like off an advert, getting out the cute car. Do people know what car you have in my art? Land Rover.
Yeah.
You've showed it. Yeah. It's a really cute Land Rover. It's like a green.
Do you think it's cute? Thank you. I think it's more like beastly, but still.
It is, but in a really magical way of just like, it's so bougie and cute and cool.
It's rather monstrous. It's but
the white accents. It makes it cute.
Yeah,
like white on
so.
A car makes it automatically cute.
Yeah.
That's how
I
get away
so.
With mine, because otherwise it would be such a like mum car, but it's white. So it makes
it
cute.
It suits you. It gets you from A to B. That's the main thing.
It does. And it's got heated seats, which is all I ask for in the world.
Yeah, same. I had mine blasting, music blasting, dancing along, singing along.
What were you dancing along to?
Well, I had my Spotify 2023 top hits on.
Oh.
And every single one is just a banger. So it was like one after another. Excellent tune. Excellent tune. Oh, yes. Excellent tune. Do you know
what,
it's just like brilliant. So I was hyped.
Can't listen to my 2023 roundup. It was so bad.
Was it?
So bad. I listened to like some really random stuff last year. So one of my New Year's resolutions that I didn't talk about in the last episode is actually to make my Spotify Wrapped cool this year, because it's just
You're
tragic.
You're not meant to curate it's meant to be organically created.
I know, but I just really judge myself as a person.
Wait, have you guys seen that meme where it's like guys finding out that your number one artist was Taylor Swift, and there's a meme of a guy looking completely shocked? And it's like, this is not how guys react to your number one artist being Taylor Swift like every other girl.
I feel like you just get really judged.
Who was your number one artist?
Obviously Taylor Swift.
Was it really? Yeah. I think she was my fifth. I think my top one was Noah Kahan. Not that either of you listened to him, even though I've told you multiple times.
No, he is great. I think I've listened to one song and it's very good.
He's amazing. Yeah. What was yours?
I actually can't remember, but it was really bad. The only like good bit was, I think, Olivia Rodrigo, of course.
Yeah.
But also, I don't feel like... Oh, yeah, no, she did release an album this year. No, it's fine. I was like... scared that it was mostly like the previous album and I was just listening to old stuff.
Oh yeah, it was a good album too.
It was really good.
She is great.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Have you seen her Little Desk concert?
No.
Do you not watch Little Desk concerts?
No.
Fantastic. If any of you are listening, on YouTube, there's like a YouTube channel and they get artists in into this. It almost looks a bit like a random office somewhere, and they come in and play in a band in this little office. It's called Little Desk, and they have so many amazing people. Like Billie Eilish has been on, but Olivia Rodrigo did like 2 weeks ago. I meant to send it to you.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, you should.
I love that.
It's a good recommendation.
So what have we been up to whilst we've been here? We've just had my dream day personally. Yeah. Amelia's laughing because she's
laughing,
like, we've done nothing.
Like, do you want to know what we've done? We have been to the spa. We've been to the gym. We've been to the sauna. We've had brunch.
We've had two meals already.
Yeah.
It's my dream day.
Living on the edge.
This is my dream day, you guys. Like, aww. So chill, so nice, so wholesome, so healthy. It's almost giving like slightly different vibes to Paris, because I feel like Paris was a bit more wild. Can we just debrief on Paris? We need to circle back a second, because I feel like everyone wants to know about the Paris trip.
So the Paris trip, this came about because I was going away on a glam trip, and then Susie found out I was going away and was
Can I just interject and say, you were going to Paris for the day, you weren't even planning on staying the night?
Yeah, I was on the way to Paris with Galan for this beautiful little day trip to the spa. Susie wanted to come hang out, pretty much. You were worried about my welfare around that time, because I was very
just
busy.
Just a little bit. I sent some messages. I secretly found Victoria's calendar. I then messaged Amelia and I was like, are you free? Let's do this.
And it's so rare that all our dates aligned. Because this was like a few days before and it was like, dates are aligning. It's a sign. Let's go.
It never happens. Mm-hmm. Literally, I think that's the first time in, how long have I known you guys? I think for me and Amelia, it's been like 10 years.
10 years.
First time in nearly a decade, I've never known our calendars to align.
Calendar alignment.
Spontaneous happened. Calendar alignment. Yeah.
So next thing I know, Susie's like, right, I know you're going to Paris. I'm going to come along too. I'm going to bring Amelia. And I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. So then we turned this day trip into an overnighter, quickly booked Le Maurice, got ourselves into a beautiful three-person suite, didn't we?
It was unreal.
And then by the time I got back from the spa, you two were already in the room. Overhyped. Literally.
Oh my God. And were we hyped?
Oh my God.
If you haven't watched the vlog, I will link it in the show notes, because you actually genuinely should watch this vlog. It's chaos.
I don't think
bottled.
I've ever been so hyper.
I don't think we've ever been like that. And there is a wonderful point where I'm just going to say, like, the lights go out. Literally, the lights go out on me and Amelia. And I cannot watch. It makes me cry. It makes me cry laugh watching it.
The thing that you don't explain during the vlog was that was entirely your fault.
I did.
You were holding the remote control that controlled the room, and you blatantly pressed master switch off. So the whole place goes completely dark.
Hold up a second. And I'm going to need everyone's opinions on this, but who expects a remote control for your television?
You. That's why it didn't occur to me. Because it was like the TV remote obviously doesn't turn off the entire room. Maybe it was just high-tech vibes, yeah.
I hope you can all go and watch that vlog and enjoy the moment where we do realise that it was in fact me that caused this entire scene, because it's literally one of my favourite things on the internet. So we got ready for dinner in Paris. We went to, where did we go? I can't remember the name.
L'Avenue.
Yes. Sexiest sounding restaurant in the world. The dinner was quite sexual as well.
It gave sexual vibes.
Yeah,
that restaurant at night,
it was just so romantic, because it was like all of the Christmas like Paris lights were on outside, and we were seated in the window, and it was just the three of us on this really tiny, very intimate little table, and there wasn't many people around really, so it's kind of like our own little moment, and we got really delicious like Parisian food and drinks, and it was just this very kind of romanticized little moment that was very special.
It was so special. It was giving like Sex in the City, which, you know, on this podcast I'm all about. Like, in my head I am Carrie Bradshaw when I do this podcast, and I couldn't help but wonder the amount of times I have tried to circle that in to a script in this podcast and be like, can you say this at any point, can I make this my tagline?
Yeah,
I love Sex in the City, it's so fun.
That would be great.
It was such a good vibe. I loved it. Loved it so much. And so we enjoyed that trip so much. Like, we literally went home after that dinner, passed out, and we enjoyed it so much that we decided that we had to do a round two. So here we are.
Not even a round two, Suze. A constant monthly girls trip.
Bi-monthly.
Every other. Yeah, bi-monthly.
Is bi-monthly
girls
right?
Trip.
I always look at Victoria when I want to know if I'm right about something.
Yeah, bi-monthly.
She's my oracle. Is that twice a month?
Oh, it is twice a month.
I don't know.
Every other month.
Me?
Yeah. Every other month.
That's the only time I've ever got something right yet.
If not every quarter.
Yes.
That we need to go away so we can debrief on life and give ourselves the support we need. We are our little support network.
So this is in my show notes. I'll
show
get you.
Notes.
So this is, I have noted down, why are girls' trips so important? And here you are.
Support network.
The support network.
Especially if you work in a very isolating industry, which we all do.
100%. It's a lovely industry. We love it.
But then having said
that, grateful for it.
We don't really talk that much about work. We probably talk about work like 5% of the time and the rest of the time is like life.
Yeah.
So maybe that doesn't play a factor.
Yeah, we've already had cries this morning. Not going to say who.
One of us on each trip, on each meetup, always cries. We take it in turns.
Last time it was me and you, Suze.
Oh my God, it was
and then the
of
time
us.
Before. Wait, did anyone cry in Paris? No one cried in Paris.
Did no one cry in Paris? Oh, stunning.
Go us.
Yeah.
When I rocked up to Vic's in Christmas and I just pulled into her driveway and I just see Alex open the door and I just burst into tears. Because you know when you know you're safe and you're like,
you don't
you're like, I don't need to hold my emotions together. For the backstory, as my dog had just died. But I don't need to hold it together and I just see Alex and I'm like, a safe place to cry.
Oh, I know. And you just kind of wandered in and we all just kind of came round and hugged you and gave you this big hug together. It was so sweet.
We talk about emotional things though, and that obviously sometimes spurs it on.
Back to the part of being a support network.
Yeah,
like that's what we're here for. And it's a safe space to kind of share fears, emotions, thoughts.
Yeah. And you know what I think as well is, you know, girly dinners are unreal and I cannot stress the importance as well of a girly dinner. Like I do it with literally all my friends, especially if you think they're going through something, you're like, I'm taking you out for dinner and we are going to talk. Like you don't even have to tell them that that's why you're taking them out for dinner, but you just be like, I want to take you out for dinner. But sometimes I think you turn up to a girl's dinner and everyone puts on their best and you're like, yeah, everything is fine. Everything's good. And over the course of like, this is the good thing about a stay, an overnight stay or a 2-day stay, is over the course of time. You can't hold it together for that long.
I totally agree, actually. It's almost like women are very much layered. You know, your emotions are layered. You've got so many things. We're always thinking about so many things that you almost like things get packed on top of each other. And so over like the first night we were here, we were unraveling, we were undoing the onion. And, you know, we spoke about X, Y and Z. And then like this morning, I hit you both with a nice emotional story. Didn't tell you that yesterday, but actually that's top of my mind, really. But it's under a lot of other layers.
Yes.
So we had to get to that part.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to undo the layers.
Yeah. And it's like when I saw you guys last, it took me today too to cry.
Yeah.
But I think because you were going through stuff, I was like, this is not, I'm holding this shiz together. Baby. The next morning, Alex was like, you're right, Suze. And I was like, no.
Alex is just there like holding all these women together and we're like, Alex, we are not okay.
We love you, Alex. Thanks for holding safe space for us.
We should probably give context. Alex is my husband, by the way.
If
also
you didn't know.
The support network for the women in this other support network. He's the bubble around this support network.
We love the bubbles around the bubble.
Love him so much.
We love him. But yeah, so that's why I think they're so important, especially over a longer period of time, because you just don't get the same therapy out of a girl's dinner as you do a girl's trip. Mm. I always find these so healing and I just come away feeling like lifted and a little bit fresher. And it's just nice to get out of the house, especially when you like live with someone and you're like, I need to get away from you.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes.
No, you know, I agree as well, because the amount of like dinners we've had, like especially me and Amelia, we've been on a couple of different trips and there'll be like breakfast that we've had together and we'll talk about lots of things. And I always came away from those dinners being like, there's more we haven't said, like more emotional stuff, but it's because you've not got enough time in one dinner. You need to have a good stay away so you can properly like let your guard down and open up. And I think that's like really important for women to be able to like have other women to share their issues or fears or upsets with. Like we all need that, I think.
Agreed. Even if it's low key, even if you go for a like 2-day sleepover at your, like we do sleepovers literally all the time.
We love our sleepovers.
We love a sleepover. Like I didn't do sleepovers when I was a kid. I think that's why I love them so much now, but like I'm obsessed.
Well, this is why I decorated my house with lots of guest rooms, just so I could have you all come over for this reason.
And let me tell you, the guest rooms are unreal.
Yeah, I have better sleep at Vic's house than I do anywhere else.
It's unreal.
Thank you. This makes me feel so, so happy.
Yeah, my guest room is literally modeled off of your guest room. And my walk-in wardrobe is like, Vic came in and felt the carpet and she was like, I recognize this carpet.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly, you should see Susie's renovation. It really is spectacular. Like the quality, and it's just the most gorgeous, like open, airy, like sunshine space. It's really beautiful, babe.
Some of you might see it if I ever actually get around to doing video on this podcast. But TBC, because we were meant to do video today and we're sitting here in our activewear looking like potatoes. One trip that did not happen, though. We did not do New Year together. We as a three, the royal three.
Yep.
The royal three.
And it was like we lost a limb. Amelia was not there. Nice. It's weird when we're not all as a three because we're like a pack. We're a unit. And then you weren't there and it was like we'd lost our leg.
Your midnight, it was really special. We called you at midnight.
But it wasn't your midnight.
Well, not my midnight, it was my mid-afternoon. And I was like, don't tell me what happens in the future.
Happy New Year in advance.
Yeah. It was so great, but we missed you so much.
I missed you. Your New Year looked so fun.
It was great.
Did you eat grapes?
We did.
Did you?
I have a cute film photo of me feeding someone grapes because have grapes, good luck. She was like, okay. And there's just me feeding them to her like in the Roman times.
That's really funny.
It was cute. Did you eat grapes?
I did have grapes under the table. It was great.
But you had red grapes, right? And everyone was upset about it.
No one in LA had green grapes.
But wait, can you explain to us grape theory? Because I actually still don't know why on earth I was eating grapes.
I don't actually know the full theory. I just know that all of TikTok told me you best be eating some grapes under the table at midnight and it's got to be 12 of them. So I did that. And then I thought with each grape, I'm going to make a wish, like a manifest.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Grape.
And then when I saw someone who actually has done this in her family for like loads of generations of like traditions. That's where it's apparently come from. She said you make a wish with each grape on each chime of the church when it goes midnight, you know,
that's
like the chime
so
bells
cute.
Go 12 times.
I love that. I love the weird, like not weird, but like the fruity little traditions that people come up with. Like my friend's mum, she gets a loaf of bread, some milk and something else. And she goes out the back door, walks around the side of, I don't know how you do this if you live in a terrace house, but she walks around the side of the house and comes back through the front door. And even if she's not in the country, she makes her children do it for her.
Really?
What is that?
People do have some traditions. Oh, what about the red underwear tradition?
What is that?
If you wear red underwear on New Year's Eve, apparently it brings you a year of great love.
Oh my God.
I didn't wear red underwear.
Damn. I don't think I wore underwear. My dress was big, by the way. It was okay. My dress was floor length and it was big and it had lots of layers.
Not everyone picturing Susie going commando on NYE. Cheers.
So apart from eating the grapes, how was your New Year trip? Because Amelia's New Year trip was unreal. LA, no, AL in LA. I was obsessed.
You actually coined AL in LA.
You can have that one for free. Love you.
Oh, thanks. It was amazing. It was just so nice being outdoors and in a different change of scene.
Yeah, lots of riding.
We rode every day, played tennis every day.
Stunning.
I was like living in the holiday. It was great. My sister came to my hotel because we weren't staying together. She was like, everyone you know here is either old or a dog. Everyone you know by name.
She was like,
it is like the holiday. Because I was like, oh, look, here's Coconut. And Hannah was like, you know every dog here's name. I was like, yes, I'm missing my baby. And then all the old people do on you as well.
Oh my God. It's like the most wholesome LA trip I've ever seen.
The TikTok of Amelia riding down the beach on that horse. It was like, okay, if Amelia is not the next it girl online, then I will literally like eat.
I say this all the time. Delicious. I say this all the time. I'm like, what is happening?
I'm glad you liked it.
You are our icon.
No.
Our icon. Like truly, that's how I should intro you. I should have just been like icon. Yeah. Mic drop. That's all she needs.
I feel like Amelia's almost like our iconic cool big sister, but actually she's the youngest of
all
of us.
No, that's the thing, she's the little sister of the group.
Yeah,
so it's actually
coolest.
It's extra annoying and I'm extra jealous because you're the baby of the group and you're so cool.
Yeah, so cool.
I am the rogue middle child and I don't know how I feel about that, not being a middle child myself. I'm like,
I feel like you are the mummy.
Do you think?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You are the advice and wise woman of the group.
With like the intuition of a snake, but does snakes have intuition? Like, I just meant something like on it and sharp, know?
Yeah, Susie is literally the person we go to when there is an issue and we need to have someone talk it through for us so that we can compartmentalize it in our own minds and understand what's happening. Susie's that person. She's the wise one. For sure.
Also, I do it in a very unbiased way, which sometimes I think Victoria's going to throw me out. Yeah, she's glaring at me. I sometimes think she might actually throw me out a window, but it's the Libra in me. Like, I have to be devil's advocate, but Vic's a Cancer and then she takes it kind of personally that I'm not just like, yes, I back you in all senses.
Yeah, to be fair, I get it because I am also a huge devil's advocate. Like, I love to give people the benefit of the doubt. I always like to think of things as two-sided. And so, you know, I never like to just think, oh, this person was doing me wrong. I always think, oh, maybe they were having a bad day, or, you know, maybe they just need some help that day, whatever. So I get the devil's advocate thing. But when it comes to an argument between me and my husband, and Susie's like, well, Vic, you did do this. And I'm like, shut up, Susie. You're meant to be on my side.
I can't help it.
I can't help. But I think that's what makes my advice good, is that it's always coming from like a very level-headed perspective, because then I'm never going to steer you wrong. Why would I steer
I know
wrong?
I'm only playing. I do massively appreciate it, and it's good to get an outside perspective. In a way, you are almost like the couple's therapist of the group. You're the wise woman.
Yeah, it's because I'm always right as well. Not too, but even Ryan said the other day, he was like, yeah, you are just always right. And I was like, oh my god, can I get that in writing? Can that be in our vows?
Signed.
Yeah.
Yes, put that in the vows. Yeah,
I promise, reiterated. I vow that you will always be right. Yeah, that's what we want.
Yes, sir.
Are you doing vows?
I don't know. You know, like people write their own. Like you wrote your own. They were adorable. Oh. Till We're Naturally Old and Grey lives rent-free in my brain. I loved it. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. We've got this really cute, I don't know if I should tell you guys this, but I'm telling you anyway. We've got this really cute little guy in Ibiza, and he's like, he's just such a vibe. He's really like Ibiza vibes. So it's not someone that looks like an accountant doing your ceremony. So I'm kind of just going to leave things up to him.
Is he a bit more like free-spirited kind of vibes?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Like, yeah, lots of people were like, he's a bit more like woo-woo than the normal like accountant-looking ceremony host person. I don't know the words for anything.
This is the year of woo-woo and delulu, I say.
Woo-woo and delulu.
It's a happier life, I think, when it's woo-woo.
Can we get some merch woo-woo with that on?
Delulu!
On a cap.
T-shirt.
Oh my God, don't. Yeah, I will make this happen.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You guys, goals and vibes for this year / January, you can do whatever you want.
Feel like the vibe is, these are some words, okay? We're going for it. We're going for balance.
Balance.
We're going for protecting the energy.
Protecting the energy.
I have an 8-list goal sheet with 5 mood boards on it. Because I was saying this actually on my vlog of the day. Everyone's been doing their ins and outs, and I love it. I love that it's a new take for 2024. Don't say but,
because that was my last episode.
No. I think it's fantastic. I think it's a really lovely, very curated way of thinking about goals. However, for me, it was a little bit too loose. It wasn't thorough enough for my processes. I like a good thorough list. And so I've broken down my ins and my outs into 4 other lists each. So I have 8 lists of things I'd like to do this year. I'm very excited.
My eyes are so wide right now. They're popping out of my head. Oh my God.
Because there's more than just what the ins that I want to bring in and the outs I want to give out. Like, I have goals for this year, but equally the goals this year are also focused on what I want to be doing in 5 years. So I have a 5-year goal list, because I think that's really essential too, you know. And then I've got habits I want to have, I've got habits I don't want to have anymore, things I want to do with the year, and they're all separate things.
So your vibe for 2024 is a whole separate podcast.
Yes.
It's that long.
Yes. It's organisation, it's strategy. I liked very much what Amelia said about protecting our auras, mm-hmm. very much that too, because that is one thing I'm doing, which you two have been telling me to do for a long time, which is to kind of cut back on the things that aren't making me happy and aren't bringing me joy.
The things that Victoria is cutting out, I am so proud of her for.
Yeah, it's just come to a time where I need to protect my energy, my mental health, and not put so much focus on career, because I've very much been living to work for a very, very long time, mm-hmm. and it's just not sustainable anymore. And I'm also not enjoying it, and I want to enjoy my life. Otherwise, what is the point of life other than happiness?
Yeah.
That's a conclusion I've come to recently.
Because you still work hard. Like, we're not talking about Victoria working any less, because I actually think she'd combust if she worked less. But it's just choosing... Yeah. Things.
It's a refocusing. Mm-hmm. It's a refocusing of energy onto things that I actually really want to do and love, and that will bring me joy and bring others joy too.
Obsessed with you. Do you see what I meant about boss? Do you see? Do you see, guys?
I love you too.
So my final question, guys, 2024, what are we manifesting for each other? Victoria, you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hold
she
the
takes
mic.
This very seriously.
Holding the mic. For Susie, I would love to see you.
I'm so uncomfortable right now, you guys. I don't know why I've done this to myself. I regret ever asking this question.
I think that Susie's content, Susie's vibe and career trajectory this year is only going to go in incredible directions. And I just really think that there needs to be more brands that understand the assignment when it comes to Susie and how incredible she is. And I really see for you some really incredible career moments coming this year, because obviously the wedding is going to be a massive moment. And I think a lot of people will kind of find you through that. You're not crying, are you?
I'm trying not to cry, guys. Babe. My eyes are watering.
I just think that you have so much to give in your content. I like live for your content. Like, I've been looking forward to this bloody podcast for so long. I've been like, can you please put this podcast out? Because I could listen to Susie talk all day, hence the wise woman thing. And I just think that more brands need to cotton on to how incredible you are and how beautiful your content is. I really believe this year is going to be your year when it comes to some incredible partnerships.
Thank you.
What I'm manifesting for Suze.
God, I'm so glad we're not filming this. I'm so glad we're not filming this. Thank you.
Get the
I love
tissues.
You. Wow. Yeah, I'm just blinking a lot and really grateful that there's no mascara or contacts in my eyes right now. Wow. Okay. That was the sweetest thing. I'm just, yeah. What are, moving on, because I'm uncomfortable. What are we manifesting for Amelia?
I'm manifesting for Amelia a really lovely, much more peaceful and chilled life. I feel like last year, you know, you were going out lots, you were having so many incredible like party moments, and I love obviously the TikToks. Your TikToks are like my lifeline. I like literally live for Amelia's TikToks and the energy. But I would just love for you to find your peace and happiness and this like and happiness in quiet as well. And I think it'll be so good for you, like mentally.
Yeah, I agree. Like when you were in LA, I really felt like
yes,
it was such a peaceful version of you.
Calm Amelia time.
And I know you've not had the best couple of months, but it was like it was just so
wholesome.
Nice and wholesome, but like your energy just felt
balanced,
really good. Yeah,
like balanced energy. And I think that will come as well from a lot of the balance that you want to bring into life anyway, with like career and saying yes and saying no to different things. And I think that will give you calm and give you peace.
I love that. That was so sweet.
Yeah,
it's a that is word. Just a really gorgeous word. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go next?
Yeah. Okay, I will go next. Okay, the Suze, I and manifesting for you? Well, obviously the biggest moments for you this year are going to be your hen and your wedding. And I feel like you're putting in so much work into your wedding. I mean, I have 3 close friends' weddings this year. You are doing it all alone. You're so organized. You're so on top of everything. You're so on it. You are planning this for yourself, but really you're planning it for everyone that's attending to have the best time. And I'm manifesting for you that you have the best day of your life and that you get to really enjoy it and that you get the most memorable day and that we're all able to create for you, because you've put on this huge thing for us, but we are hopefully able to create for you your most memorable day with Ryan. And your hen the same as well. You've spent literal like 5 years planning your hen, like the dream hen. There's like an hour by hour itinerary. It's in 6 months' time. And you've done this all for us to have the best time and to experience like your version of Ibiza. I've never even been to Ibiza. So like, I'm so looking forward to it. But I hope that by being there, we're able to give you the best hen and like bring you the best vibes. And that's what I'm manifesting for you.
I love that. Thank you.
And for Vic, similar to what you're manifesting for me, which is really funny. When you were saying that, I was like, that's funny, because I would love to for you to also bring in balance into your life and to bring in less, I don't want to say chaotic, but I think in particularly in regards to Fashion Week, where it's like you're doing 95 things a day, you're so stressed, it just bleeds you from all ends. Mm-hmm. And that's basically your year revolves around these 2 months. So in particular in regards to Fashion Week, I would like to manifest you a more peaceful, balanced time. Balanced being, your balance for me is different to my balance for you. My balance for you is more of a work-life balance, so that you're able to kind of like really enjoy the moments without feeling like so stressed. And I know that's a focus for you as well, and I really hope at the end of the year you can be like, I've had a really great year and I just felt really good in myself.
That's so lovely.
That's really beautiful. Thank you, babe. I would love that too. And this is really wholesome. Okay, Sue, go on.
It's a nice deep, actually. Yeah.
They looked scared when I originally asked them to think about this, but it's a nice feel-good question.
Yeah.
So, memes, for you, I spend a lot of time watching people. I watch my friends quite intensely because I want to always be checking in on them, making sure they're okay. I know if something's wrong quite often before they know something's wrong. For Amelia, I think she's the most amazing person and she's so great at her job. The one thing I really would love for her is to have a year of feeling more secure. And I don't mind in which way this comes, whether it's a system or a person, I don't mind. But I feel like, you know how acts of service is one of your love languages?
Feeling safe is such a big thing for me, and I didn't feel safe for a lot of last year. You're gonna make me cry.
And I could
took one down. Fix down, it was my turn. Shit.
Oh, she got you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I want to see you feel supported in the way that you dream of being supported. I see how you work every day and you push yourself so hard. Like Amelia's work ethic, like both your work ethics are insane. Like I duck out before I get to the point of these two because I'm like, my brain can't handle this. I'm overwhelmed. Goodbye. You work so hard and I see you pushing yourself. I don't want to go too much into it because obviously this is a very personal thing to you, but I would just love for you to feel like you don't have the weight of the world on your shoulders anymore, because sometimes I really feel like you carry it and you put a lot of pressure on yourself. And I would love for something to change so that you don't feel that, because you're so special.
I love you.
I love you.
For Victoria, I'm looking at Amelia, we are manifesting a bit more self-love this year, because Vic is so self-deprecating. She's so hard on herself. And you guys know, because I basically just wrote her a love letter earlier in this podcast. I think she is wonderful. I literally think she's a sparkly unicorn. I would love for you to see yourself through my eyes and Amelia's eyes, and probably the eyes of a good million people around the world. Like, you are unreal. And I would love for you to be able to see that about yourself.
Oh, you've got me now.
Okay, so we've all cried. This episode's stunning.
The emotion master. Jeez.
I love you.
That's really sweet.
Thanks, and I want you to love you so much more. I know you love yourself. Like, you know, we all have a certain level of self-love, but I want you to love yourself
more. I feel like if we only saw ourselves the way our friends see us, like, I wish 100%. You saw yourself the way I see you. So you'd never speak to yourself the way you speak to yourself.
Oh my god, I was thinking this last night. I was like, if you saw
what I saw.
Oh, that's honestly so sweet.
I feel like we all need to lie down now. Yeah. So
okay, we're emotionally spent. So I think that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share the podcast if you enjoyed it.
Like, share, subscribe.
Guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
I loved having you.
Having us. This was so fun.
It's the best.
That was beautiful. Therapy with a microphone. Stunning.
That really was therapy, wasn't it?
Therapy dupe.
I feel crap.
Therapy dupe.
Do you know what our original episode, me and Amelia, backstory, recorded an episode last year, and it was meant to be called Your Therapy Dupe. Thanks for joining us, guys. In the group chat.
Cry now. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.